And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. Next two verses. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Now you notice he made the man out of the dust of the earth, but he made the woman out of the man. Quite a little different deal here. Okay, the next two verses. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man or me. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Now then, let me tell you something right here. As a man or a woman, if you can't walk in the presence of your spouse naked without feeling ashamed, there's something wrong with you. You know that? A man or a woman. Now then, I mean, if I had walked into a room and my lovely wife, before I married her, was getting ready for a shower or something, she had no clothes on, and I walked on, it would have been something else. You know, I thought, whoa, what is this? You know, I mean, I wouldn't have looked. I mean, once I got a little glance of what was going on here, man, I would have turned my back and walked out. I would have not looked. But today, I can walk in there, and she's there in front of the mirror getting ready for a shower, and it's no problem. I can go slap her on the back or do whatever I want to do. She's my wife. You know? It don't pat her. Yeah, she said, you don't slap me, you pat me. Yeah, that's what I do. I pat her on the backside. But you know, if you're offended because of the nakedness of your mate, you have a problem. You should absolutely not be offended at the nakedness of your mate that you're married to. You know, but some people are. So then let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 24. Let's see what he has there. Genesis 3, 1 through 24. There we go. No, still not there. Genesis 3, 1 through 24. Now then we're getting there. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now, who made him? God did, yeah. Who made everything? God did, yeah. And he said, the beast here, the serpent, said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? You see how he's a little bit deceptive there when he talks? You got to really be careful with this beast, because he'll deceive you just like he's going to deceive her. You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. See what it says in verse 3 and 4. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now, is that what God said? No, it ain't what God said at all. Who then, if she heard that, who told her? Her husband. I mean, who did God tell not to eat of the tree in the middle of the garden? He told Adam. That's exactly right. He told the man. And then the man told his wife, honey, don't you eat of that fruit in the middle of that, and don't you even touch it, girl. He's adding a little to it. But why did Adam do that? Because he didn't want his wife. He wanted a double image there that she knows that we don't know what it means to die. We had never seen no death. But it must not be good because God told us not to do it. And he told me. So, man, when I come to my wife, I'm going to tell her, honey, don't you see that fruit tree right out there in the middle of the garden? You don't eat that thing. You don't even go out there and touch that thing. In fact, I'm going to tell you, stay about 40 feet from that tree. Don't even look at it when you go in the garden. Why? Because God told me if either one of us eat of that tree, we're going to die. Is that what He said? Well, I don't know what dying is at this point, but I ain't ready to die. You know, so I'm going to really add something to that, and that's what Adam did to his wife. And the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die." He's a good liar. He is really a good liar. Next two verses, 5 and 6. "For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now, on that last lesson we talked about, right there where he's put that little g, we were already gods. Isn't that something? And that's in the Scripture. Most people, they don't have a clue. And you say, you know, I'm a God. I'm the Son of God. You know, He created me a God, a little God. I was children. And that's the Scripture. I can prove it in the Word of God. And people say, no, that's not true. Well, they don't believe that because they don't know the Word. But it's in the Word. But we won't go back and reiterate that again. But it says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and she did eat. And then she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat too." So Adam was with her out there in the garden. And he lets her go up and get that fruit off of that tree and eat it. And then she turned and handed it to him and said, "Here, it's good. Eat it." And he did, like a dummy. He did. Okay, verse 7 and 8. "And the eyes of them both were opened." There was something happened. "And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Why would a man married to one woman, there's only one man and one woman, why would they be out there in the middle of a garden, and why would they want to clothe themselves? I mean, ain't nobody else out there, so what's the big deal? You know, so, I mean, if I had this entire church minister center and everything, and there was nobody lives in this place and all the doors was open, if I wanted to come up here and get something without a stitch of clothes on, I wouldn't think a thing about it. But I never know when somebody else might walk in this place, so I don't never leave my own bedroom over there or bathroom without having a robe on. You know, you can't even go let the dog out unless you got a robe on. You know, because somebody may be out there in the hallway. You know, you don't want to be in your drawer tail, you know, when you walk out there. And especially if you had no clothes on whatsoever, if you just stepped out of a shower or something, you wouldn't want to go walking down the hallway, would you, Keith? No. I mean, you talk about being embarrassed. If I walked around the corner and walked in this church and I had been, and all y'all were standing here and I'm totally naked, I would be, you know, I could not tell you how embarrassed I would be. That would be awful, you know, but that's just the way it is. And says, after they did that, they said, they and made themselves aprons, and they heard the voice of the Lord. Whoa. God was talking back in those days too, wasn't He? He's still talking. And it says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Now, why would they hide themselves? Because they knew they were naked. Even though they put aprons on, you know, they still, leaves, whatever, they still hid themselves. They didn't feel comfortable with God. If you are naked and somebody that's not your spouse comes in, do you feel uncomfortable? Anybody does. I don't care who it does. You would not want to be around, that is, if you have any morals at all. I mean, you know, some people today, though, I mean, with what people do today, there's some people have no morals whatsoever. But those are not godly people. Those are people that does not know God. And anyway, verse 9 and 10. "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Verse 11, 12. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman. Yeah. I can only see whenever he woke up from his nap, when God done the first surgery and didn't leave a scar, when he opened him up, took a rib out and put him back together, and then he made this beautiful thing, and he said, okay, Adam, there's your wife. And he raised up, and I can see him look over and said, wow, look at this, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Whoa, look at that. I'm sure it's what he said. And now then, he's having a little problem with her. And he says, God, that woman that you gave me. So now then, who's he putting the blame on? Her and God. I mean, he ain't going to take none of this blame. I mean, so let's get it settled right now. Girls, y'all need to see that we haven't changed much in the last 6,000 years. We still blame you women. You know, when something goes wrong, we are not big enough to step up to the plate and say, I messed up. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. She just strangled me. She forced me to eat it. Yeah, sure she did. She handed that thing over there. And he said, hey, that does look pretty good. You didn't drop dead, so let me have a try of that. That's, you know, so isn't that the way we are? Absolutely. We hadn't changed much at all. Okay, the next couple of verses. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman says, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now, so she ain't going to take the blame either, is she? So, see, we still haven't changed today, have we? The man starts out, he passes it down to the wife. The wife passes it down to somebody else, the children, or somebody else or something, but she passes. We're never big enough to step up to the plate and say, I messed up, God. I sinned. But when you step up and say, I sinned, what will God do for your foot? He heals it. That's absolutely right. Aren't we grateful for that?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.